Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for attending this session. This is a difficult one because all of us are sleepy, so I'll try to do my best to keep you awake. Well, first of all, I would like to say that nitrogen is very important for table grape production. To give you an idea how important is this crop for us, we are growing currently 50,000 hectares in Chile. And nitrogen is a key management factor for table grape production. And its management is complicated because if you are short of nitrogen, probably your yields are going to decrease. And if you apply too much, the quality of the grapes you are exporting that have to travel almost a month to Europe and 2 weeks to the US decrease. So you have to put the right amount. Usually, farmers have been putting nitrogen as urea, and usually they have been putting 200 kilos per hectare with a very low efficiency. And we saw an opportunity to use fertilizer with nitrification inhibitors because they have the potential of improving nitrogen management in table grapes under drip irrigation. You will probably, you will be surprised about using nitrification inhibitor under drip irrigation, but you have to know that nitrogen leaches also in under drip irrigation, particularly urea. It goes to the borders of the bulb, irrigation bulb. The same happens with nitrate. Well, a quick reminder how nitrification inhibitor work. You have your ammonium fertilizer. This ammonium is going to be nitrified first to nitrite and then to nitrate. And then what you do basically, of course, nitrate can be leached. And what you do, you put a molecule here that is going to inhibit the pass from ammonium to nitrite, and therefore, keeping the ammonium more time in the soil. Ammonium has a positive charge, it doesn't leach, and plants can absorb both ammonium and nitrate, okay? Well, this is the nitrification inhibitor we are using. The formula is 3,4-dimethylpyrazole-phosphate, DMPP. This is the molecule. And according to the makers of these nitrification inhibitors, this was developed by BASF. Today it's owned by a company called Compo. The mode of action is very simple. It competes for the ammonium monooxygenase's active sites, slowing nitrification. And in previous research, it has demonstrated to be very effective in increasing nitrogen fertilizer recovery efficiency in several crops. So the objective for us was very simple, to determine the effects of N-fertilization with nitrification inhibitor on table grapes, this is the variety, from plantation to production. So this is a long-term experiment that we planted specifically for this research. This is the variety. Most producers are using rootstock. This is supposed to be a very good rootstock. This is the plantation frame. This is drip irrigated, and some sites characteristic. This is in the north of Chile. It's a semi-arid region. The precipice is about 100 millimeters per year. It's an alluvial soil. You see their characteristic here. And then we designed an experiment in a randomized complete block with four replications, and each plot has 20 plants. We have to design an special experiment where you have one bulb per each plot, and basically with this injection system, we are able to put the amount of fertilizer we want for each particular plot. Okay, these are the treatments we are comparing. We have a control with not nitrogen, and then you have this product with nitrification inhibitor that technically is ammonium sulfate plus DMPP. Okay, the commercial name is Novatec Soluv 21, which has 21% nitrogen. Basically, it's ammonium sulfate plus the inhibitor. And we are applying this at different rates, 25, 50%, and 100% of the maximum rate for the year. We set the maximum rate for the year, and then we apply 25, 50, 100%. All of this apply weekly. For comparisons, we have urea at the maximum rate weekly also. And then one of the advantages of having a nitrification inhibitor is something that was mentioned this morning. You can apply this less often. So in this case, we are comparing monthly application at the maximum rate, and also for comparison, we have urea monthly applied, okay? To give you an idea, as I told you, this is an experiment that we planted specifically, and then these are the seasons. This was planted in late spring 2007, and then in the fall, we put some nitrogen. Just a quick reminder, for trees in general, you have to build reserves, you know, in order for the tree to produce under the reserves. So that is why the fall fertilization is very important, to build reserves. So the first, basically these two first seasons were to make the plant grow, and then we just were able to harvest one harvest here, and we're in the second season now. But you can see that the amounts of nitrogen have decreased. This is to make the plant grow, and now for production we are about 100 kilos as the maximum rate, okay? Of course, all the treatments have a base P and K fertilization, that, as you would see, have some particular phosphorus. We will have some effects. Oops, it's not working. Oh, right. Well, some evaluations, of course, available nitrogen. Ammonium monooxygenase activity, we're not going to show these results. There was a poster on that. Leaf analysis, yield and quality. Basically, the most important one is how much yield you can export, right? Not the total yield. And of course, pruning weight, which is a measure of the biomass you are producing. Some results from the last season. I'm not going to show the previous seasons, but basically they are the same. What you see here is an increase in available nitrogen as you increase the rate of the fertilizer with nitrification inhibitor, you see. And of course, the amount of nitrogen present is much higher than urea. And of course, when you compare monthly applications, you have a little less nitrogen, but still more than urea. And the other thing is, you keep a good proportion of the nitrogen in the soil as ammonium, which is an indication that the nitrification inhibitor is working. You have two dates here. This is before starting fertilization in the spring, and this is during fertilization. The same tendency, you know, you increase the amount of available nitrogen, and of course, you see with the maximum rate with nitrification inhibitor, you have the most nitrogen. And the other thing you can start seeing here is that approximately with a rate of about 50% of the maximum rate, you have about the same behavior as urea. Some results on the plant now. Here you have the end content of leaves, particularly the blade in January, and you have an increase, as you increase the rate of fertilizer with nitrification inhibitor, you have an increase in nitrogen, and this value stabilizes about 50% of the rate. There were no differences when you compare different urea versus Novatec, in this case, at the maximum rate. The same with petiole. But this is a very amazing result that has been consistent, not only for table grapes, but for other crops. When you use nitrification inhibitors, the phosphorus uptake increases. You can see phosphorus content in the leaves here. As you increase the rate of the fertilizer with nitrification inhibitors, you increase your phosphorus concentration in the leaves, and this is very consistent with what is being published in the literature. Basically, there is a synergic relationship between ammonium absorption and phosphorus absorption, and that means that you can even decrease your phosphorus fertilization when you are using nitrification inhibitor, and that can be another argument in order to use nitrification inhibitors. Regarding the plant biomass, we haven't seen any differences in plant biomass when you apply rates above 50% of the maximum rate you see here. And in terms of yield, As I said before, we just harvest our first yield, and the first one is always variable, but in general, we didn't see difference, although you see some that the bars are slightly different, but statistically, we haven't had any differences. We are expecting the second harvest now, and probably now we are going to start seeing the real differences. And coming to the conclusions, when you use fertilizers with nitrification inhibitors, higher available nitrogen is observed in the soil. Also, higher numbers of nitrogen and phosphorus uptake by plants is observed. And preliminary results suggest that the optimum nitrogen rate is about half of what is being applied when you use urea as the main source. And that is basically what is being recommended to farmers. Of course, we are going to continue this experiment because it's set to be there for 10 years total. I have to say that 10 years ago, this technology entered the country, and it was very difficult to sell because it costed like four times as urea. But today, we have probably 20,000 hectares using this technology in different crops. And to give you some ideas, this has become a commodity, and it's been sold by several companies along the country. Thank you very much. Yes, we are measuring leaching, and basically I didn't show the results, but in general, when you are using nitrification inhibitor, you decrease the leaching in half, exactly in half. There are several previous experiments. The literature is very abundant on the DMPP. Probably you have read it, and somebody was telling this morning that it's not available in the U.S. I don't know why, but it's very an excellent technology. Yes.
What was the age of your vines at the beginning of the experiment?
No, these were 1-year-old vines that this was planted from the beginning. So the experiment was set for this purpose.
So is there any need to measure arginine in those?
Yes, we are measuring arginine, and of course you see the same tendency as you saw in the leaves. You have more higher concentration of arginine in the roots, basically. So, by the way, if there is a place to use this kind of technology for fruit production, is during what we call the post-harvest fertilization, in order to make reserves, because plants can absorb ammonium directly and go directly to arginine. So, that is one position for that fertilizer. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.